RTE2FM. Now, last September, I don't know if you remember, you probably don't, we spoke with Yip and Paul, a couple from the UK, who actually found themselves facing homelessness. But the interesting part about this is their solution was a bit extraordinary. Have a listen to this.
Yip, you bought a whole village in France.
We did, and I mean, that wasn't, when you say it like that, it sounds like it was a planned thing, and it was definitely, definitely more organic. We suddenly found ourselves custodians of like a hamlet when just owning one cottage was blowing our mind. it's mad. Stage one of our business here, before we can even think about doing up the cottages, our nearest or easiest business setup was our vintage lorry conversion. We've got like a vintage lorry that we converted that into a motorhome. So we're just weeks away from launching that as our first kind of like jeep glamping.
When the business is all done and up and running, will you come back on?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, we'd love to.
And here they are, Paul and Yip. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Poppy.
Good morning. I loved in that clip back in September, you said, OK, so by the end of this, we'll definitely have that finished. Is it finished?
It is finished. The lorry part of it's finished.
The lorry part has been finished. Good on you. But tell me, we start with you. Yip, how have the past few months been? How busy have you been? What's it all been like?
Yeah, non-stop the past few months. It always feels a bit longer as well when we're enduring winter, doesn't it? It's been a long few months. We're the right side of winter now, so we're looking forward to an exciting year ahead.
Deadly. And Paul, can you just quickly remind us how you ended up buying a village in France? I mean, how many buildings are we talking and what is the village made up of?
So basically, it's a row of cottages, so probably four or five cottages. Two large barns, a bread oven, workshop building, a well, and a little paddock of land. So it's just amazing. But we just happened to cross it because we couldn't afford to buy our place in England, is the long and short of it. And the opportunity to buy this single cottage came about for €10,000. We bought the first cottage, and then over the course of the next year, we were in talks with the gentleman that owned the rest of the row and all the outbuildings. And by the end of that year, we were able to buy the rest of it for €14,000. So madness.
It is madness. It sounds mad, but it sounds like a dream. It sounds gorgeous. Yip, how's your French?
He's flying along with his French.
I'm working on it. I'm working.
Okay.
It's better. It's definitely better than when we first came to France. I think we knew probably four or five words between us.
Wow.
So we're definitely getting by, but I'm a bit of a perfectionist. So until I'm absolutely fluent, and then I won't be saying my French is good until I'm fluent.
Good on you. And okay, so life must be very different. I mean, how do you miss anything about the UK? I mean, apart from friends and family, that kind of thing. But how are you settling in socially, you know, your lives there, Paul?
Go on, Paul.
It's fantastic. You know, we've met some wonderful, wonderful people, French and English, here. And to be fair, we're probably too busy to be socialising and stuff. I mean, we do get out and things like that. But we're non-drinkers, so we don't, you know, our party days are long gone. But we're just getting stuck into this. But we've met some amazing people along the way that have helped us. It's fantastic. It's just a beautiful way to live. You know,
so no regrets.
We've just struck gold.
No regrets, because it's been a while now since I spoke to you in September. Here we are now, Thursday, 13th of April, 2023. Any regrets?
No regrets. Definitely
okay.
No regrets.
It's been
difficult, but no regrets.
Oh, well, that's lovely to hear. And I hear you have some good news because you have accommodation available for rent. Tell us about that.
Yes, we do. So we've got our vintage lorry jeep, which is kind of within its own landscaped area and its own private kitchen and bathroom facilities. So it's like a little haven, if you like.
Gorgeous.
So that's on Airbnb now, ready to book. We've got bookings. It's very exciting.
It's a bit of a tricky one, really, because it's our first year, so we've got no reviews. So, you know, there's that side of it.
Yeah.
People that don't know our story, people that haven't been following us, etc., or seen the programme, blah, blah, blah. So next year, I think, it'll be even more exciting. But this year, we're just really keen to get bookings and for people to realise just how amazing it is here and just how tranquil it is and just how many kind of tourist attractions there are, literally, in terms of Normandy, you know, on our doorstep. So, you know, it's kind of it's a funny one, really, because you've got no reviews for people to go on. And so,
but you already got bookings, so the pictures must be doing it justice, and it must look incredible. Where in France exactly are you?
So we're in Normandy, Lower Normandy, and we're in a region called Manche, and the village is Saint-Cyr de Bayeul. The actual lane is La Boulière, but anyone can find us if they type in Yip and Paul to your search engine on the internet. Loads of stuff will come up. So just follow us on our social media as well, and then you can get the exact location and check out, you know, everything, all the wonderful things that are around us.
Sounds amazing. Just got a text in. It says, Jen, I've been considering moving abroad recently with the cost of living and the whole idea of just an easier life. My wife and I are thinking of moving to France as we summer there every few years and we can both work remotely. Any advice from the lads?
Wow, how wonderful. I'll let you take this one, Paul.
Yeah, well, advice is definitely do it because, you know, all of us know what with COVID and everything else, that life is really short. Mm. So you just got to make the most of it. And my advice is just absolutely do it. I think there's a few more hurdles to jump through since Brexit, but it is possible. So, yeah, look into it. I mean, if you know, any more details you want to know, message us via social media and we'll try and help as best we can. But yeah, just do it. Absolutely do it. It's an amazing way of life. Fantastic.
I hate talking to you two because you make me want to move abroad. That, you know,
come and visit. Come and see where we are.
Yeah, it just sounds so idyllic. And I just think you're both extremely brave to do it. But I want to ask you, have your DIY skills improved? I mean, have you got better?
Oh God, haven't they, Paul?
Yeah, we definitely got better. It's a case of having to trying to get tradesmen out here because they're so, you know, busy and anybody
same as
that's
here.
Any good is always busy. But so we've had to learn ourselves, and we're just there's always the internet to look at to learn from.
Yeah, but what about work?
Really important fact that we've learned is in a former life, Paul must have been a stonemason because the skills he has. With building up these buildings and working with the stone is just phenomenal.
Fair play to you, Paul. But has there been times where you wanted to absolutely kill each other?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Blunt objects and everything, yeah.
I mean, because that must be quite intense. I can't imagine living and working and socializing like day in, day out. Jakers, what's the secret there?
We've done it for 18 years, so we are used to it.
Okay.
It's not like this France thing has brought on the intensity. It's been like that for 18 years.
But do you know each other?
Communication is the key.
Okay, very good, very good. So is there a lot of expats where you are? You mentioned
lots of English out here, yeah. But yeah, you know, they're just, I think, I've got to be careful what I say here, but basically, you know, there's a lot of English doing up a lot of properties that the French don't seem to be interested in. So, you know, it's a good thing for France. You know, places are getting done and all the builders' yards are earning money. So, you know, it's a win-win.
And you
so,
can be
yeah,
homeowners, finally. Yeah, listen.
Absolutely.
Paul and Yip, thank you so much for coming on and speaking with us there.
And
good luck with everything. And hopefully people will go and check out your place on Airbnb. And if you want to check out, just Google Paul and Yip and all their deets will come up. Lads, get back to work.
Thank you so much.
Bye,
have a good
one.
Day. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.